Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, that is right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Ha, feels good. Feels good. Feels good. Feels good. That's right. Late, okay. At one, y'all still holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd. So what is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. We are chilling here today talking about, that's right, Star Trek Picard season finale just dropped today, or this morning, yesterday, whenever you're watching it, season finale has come out, and we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the season, how we feel about it. Was it good? Was it bad? How did you like the acting, the writing, all that jazz? Of course, myself, Nerd Soul, welcome. If this is your first time, how you doing? It's great to see your lovely sunshiny faces. And for anyone else who's already been here, much love to you, because I'm about to give a shout out to my folks that usually roll through in the chat. Big shout out to Alan Lewis. Big shout out to Therese. Big shout out to VV. Big shout out to Thought Crimes. They're awesome. I was on their channel today. Check out Thought Crimes, Crimes with a Z. Awesome conversation about hip hop. Super dope. Big shout out to Panda, my largest Patreon supporter. Super, super awesome that you continue to help me build Nerd Soul. So, how are you feeling about Picard? You watched the season. You watched all 10 episodes. How you coming off of that? Off of that episode, the way it ended, how you feeling? Do you want more Picard? It's another question. Do you want more Picard? Are you happy with what you got? Let's go on and get into it. Now, just to let you know, I am, you know, here at Nerd Soul Studios, but we do have Lady Lisa up in here, and I wanted to ask her real quick before we get started. Lady Lisa, you did see some episodes of Picard. Do you have any thoughts in general about what you saw? Were you like, oh, that looks interesting, or you were just like, whatever?
I was excited about Picard. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, I got kind of lost, honestly, and disinterested.
Okay.
For me, it was just too much going on.
So she was interested to see what would happen, but she got disinterested as it went on and, you know, kind of just trailed off. Which seems like some other people have had that similar, you know, similar feeling. For better or for worse. So I'll get into some of the good, some of the bad, and we'll also talk about what we could see coming forward. I want to go into some of the characters like Soji. Soji is a character that I think is, and you'll hear this come up a lot. Soji is a character that I think is not to be demeaning, but basic. She's your generic, okay, this is the character that's kind of like the fish out of water. She doesn't know what's going on with her. You know, she's trying to figure out, find herself. And then Picard becomes kind of like the father figure to her to help guide her. And Soji, the actress that plays her, I'm not mad at that. And I'm not really mad at I'm not really mad at the way they write her character, except for the fact that I don't really, there's a point after the Borg situation where I think she falls flat. And I don't know if it's, this is a good question. I don't know if it's how she's acting, how she's being directed, but she does seem to fall flat for me after the Borg. I am very interested in what's going on with her on the ship between her and I'm trying to think of that dude's name, but the Romulan guy, and him trying to pull the information from her, him knowing what she is, she doesn't know what she is, that kind of stuff. So I am interested in that, but somehow It doesn't really seem to connect when she goes to, like, when they go to Riker's house, or even when she goes back to her home planet, it doesn't seem to hit for me like I thought it would. And I know there's enough there. I know there was something there, because in the first episode, I got engaged. I was like, oh, okay, there's this girl. She's an android. She don't know she's an android. Androids are banned, you know, or synthetics are banned. And, you know, they're trying to kill her. They kill her and all that stuff. But it puts Picard on this mission. Cool. It kind of gets us out there, gets us started. But somehow I feel similar to what Lady Lisa said. Momentum seems to get, it stalls or it stops. And not to the point where the show is ever really bad, or not to the point where I think her character is bad. It's just that her character is like, oh, okay, she's there. I think that's the best way to say it. It's like she's there. Instead of really making an impact, she's just kind of there. And I think that's a bad place to be, especially when you're talking about trying to have your first season. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a very bad place to be on your show in general. The actress, I really don't have an issue with her. It's more just how the story forms around her and almost seems to stop the second she escapes the Borg. But I do understand her motivations, but she's weirdly sidelined in it. So with that said, I'll pause and go to some of the pluses that I like. The set design, I really did. You know, it looks beautiful. I mean, look at Star Trek Discovery, just as beautiful. Beautifully shot here, well set dressed, except Seven of Nine. Her her prosthetic or whatever, why does it look like the same exact one from the original show? That prosthetic in particular looked out of place with everything else that was on the show. She, like, that prosthetic on her face just looked fake to me. And it's weird because back when the show was on, it's kind of like we knew, you know, that's kind of like of the day. We kind of expected that. But now, especially looking at the prosthetics on Star Trek Discovery, this seems like they cut some budgetary corners in weird places. Also to let you know, before I go any further, I like Star Trek Discovery. I like season one and two. I think season two's finale was phenomenal. So weirdly, her prosthetic piece was thrown off to me, but the technology in this, the way it was shot, and just the landscapes that we went on, from like Rafi's house to the Borg spot to pick up the dude, what's his name? The guy that was, not Narek, the other guy, I'm trying to think of his name. When we first met Rios and we went to pick up the guy that owed Picard a life debt. You guys will put it in the chat or whatever, or in the comments. But I really loved those moments to see the landscape and see how beautifully it was depicted. So big shouts to that. Awesome, awesome set dressing, awesome wardrobe, makeup, all of that was fly. The prosthetic was the one piece. But besides that, the ships look great, all of that. But we do get into some weird things with the story, which I'll talk to about in a second. But I did want to give a big shout out. Another shout out to my man, Arcatron. That's right, ARCKATRON. That's right. Check out Arcatron. His new album, The Space Bridge, is awesome. It's out now. Go check it out. It's dope. And your boy's on it. So don't sleep. That's right. Arcatron, The Space Bridge. Easy. Check it out. Everywhere streaming. You can cop that. But I want to talk about Dr. Jurati. Is it me or is Hollywood or has Hollywood been trying to make, Allison Pill a thing? Is it me or is it like they're really trying to make her a thing and I don't see it? I don't here's my problem with Allison Pill. I mean, Allison Pill in this story. I think that her character could be played by anyone. I don't think she herself brings anything to the role that I don't think anyone else could. Now, I mean, technically you could say that about many of the roles on this show, which I'll get to in a second. But in her role, she seems like I don't get it. I feel like they're trying to make her a thing and I'm just not seeing the spark. Maybe I haven't seen her in the right thing. You know, I wasn't feeling her in Devs. I'm not really feeling her in this. I mean, she's not bad, but she's not blowing my socks off either. But yeah, Dr. Girardi is a character that I think really hurt for me in this show, not because the actress did a bad job. I mean, she acted, she did her thing. I mean, she did what was on the page. And I mean, she wasn't particularly bad. It was just that the character was written in a way where I think we all kind of knew where it was going. Because I'm not a person that tries to figure out stories. Like, you know, there might be some people that are like, ah, do it. Ha ha, I've figured this out for the first moment. I'm not that type of person. I mean, I will see things and be like, hey, don't trust that person. But I think Dr. Girardi from Jump Street was real easy to figure out, like, yo, Shorty is not trustworthy. Now, of course, we found out it was because Commodore O put the little, made her eat the thing and did her mind meld thing and made her eat the tracking cookie or whatever. So, I mean, technically, I guess we could say that's the real reason. But, you know, in general, the way they played her and the way they played her out just seemed really expected and really for lack of a better word, generically and basic. And not to diss her at all, but she just came off as more of a basic character. And hold up, because it looked like the stream is tripping. See what we got. See if the stream will come back. All right, is the stream tripping? Stream not tripping. All right, cool. It looked like the stream might, no, stream's fighting, y'all. It's trying to get up there. But hopefully it'll catch up on the stream and the replay and everything will fix itself out. She comes off as someone who they needed to kind of get plot points done, so they threw her character in without a lot of depth, unfortunately. And I didn't really end up feeling one way or the other about her. Even with the whole thing with Rios, it just seemed like, oh, all right, well, you know, whatever. You know, I wasn't, you know, really tripping on her. I wasn't excited. I wasn't disinterested, but I wasn't interested either, which is something that's very strange to me. Let's see. Hold up. Matter of fact, I think I might be able to get the stream for y'all. Hold on real quick. See if y'all good now. See if we might be able to get y'all good now. See if we might be able to get y'all good now. So, like I was saying before, I don't know if this is the type of character that has any longevity after this particular storyline. And as the season progressed and as we got to the end, it was almost a situation as if, like, hey, if this was a mini series, it might have been all right. But I know that they're going to want to go to a season two, a season three, whatever like that. I don't know. Bless you. I don't know if this character has staying power. I think that's it. I think that's the case. And maybe they could drop her, but for this particular mission, she felt like more of a plot point to kill the guy, to be tracked, to, you know, instead of actually doing something and having some motivations. And I feel very similarly about Rafi as well. Rafi was just like the old partner to get something done, to get to the ship. And after that, Rafi didn't really have much to do. Now, she did question all of the Rioses or whatever, and that was fun. And not to say that there weren't fun moments in the show, but I felt like there was so much intrigue around a planned and conspired attack to control the movement of the Federation by the Romulans that we should have been way more involved and invested in, on the edge of our seats, than we ended up being in many cases. So with that said, that's what I mean by, like, Dr. Jurati, she ended up being kind of like, just like, hey, we need her to be here just to move the plot. Not like she's a character. And similar to Rafi as well. Not that I don't like them on the team, but they don't really serve the purposes I think they could have served. I think they could have done more. And before I jump to the next character, I'll come in and say something else that I enjoyed, because I'm not just going dump on a show. You know what I'm saying? This show isn't all bad. This show has some good stuff and some stuff that wasn't so great. Another thing that I loved about this show was the way that it tied in other series through Star Trek. You know, we got to see Seven of Nine. We got to see Data again. We got to see Riker. We got to reference Deep Space Nine, I think. I think they referenced Deep Space Nine. Or did they say Deep Space 12? There might have been Deep Space 12. So maybe they didn't reference Deep Space Nine. I might be wrong on that one. I feel like they referenced Deep Space Nine, but I could be wrong. They also referenced, Picard's time and the Borg. We got the connective tissue we needed in this, and it felt genuine. It felt really genuine in a way where it's like, oh, these are people that work at the same place. You know, they work for the Federation, and they have heard of each other. They have, you know, been around each other. They have worked together, you know. And, you know, to see, like, Riker's life, off with Dr. I can't remember her name. But anyway, if you remember the doctor's name, you can tell me. But to see Data, to see Riker, Troy, to see Dr. Troy, stuff like that was nice. And I think they weaved it in a way where it didn't seem overly like self-serving or fan-serving. It seemed like these are people that he knows that he would normally come in contact with if he needed a favor, you know, or if he needed someone to go to for some guidance or some help or to take cover or to lay low. You know, that made sense to me. Also, another thing that I really liked in those friends is they came back in their roles and they didn't seem to miss a beat at all. Nobody seemed like they were out of place. And much love to, what's his name? Because I cannot remember his name at the moment. It's killing me. Brent Spiner, sorry. Much love to him for just how well he portrayed Data, especially in these very soft and quiet moments with Picard, where it was touching and lovely, even when he thought he was coming to an end and going to die. And to a certain degree, he did die. But knowing that, no, this, you have died, but your time is not over. You have to go on. That was interesting. And then asking him, like, yo, I need you. I want to end. You know, life ends. And you know, that's what I've always been pushing for. Those moments with Picard and Data were awesome. And I gotta give props to the show for that. I really dug those moments. So yeah, much love, like in general, much love to, you know, Data and Picard's portrayal, and I'll get to Picard in a little bit. But yeah, really, really dug that, really loved that. So let's get into probably the last member of our crew is, well, sort of last member of our crew, because we got some, you know, auxiliary, and I'll touch them in a second. Rios. Rios shows range. Rios is able to, in a very fun and unique way, play different versions of himself around the ship. And I like that. I enjoyed that. It was, in a way, a filler episode while still giving us information, informing us on who he is. Of course, he was the basic, I'm not going to do it, then he does it guy. So I didn't like that. I think it's weird. There's so much about this season that does the paint by numbers things. But then there's also so much about this season where I'm like, yo, man, y'all really killed it right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, this season is really what I would consider a mixed bag. There's some good here. There's some stuff that'll make you be like, bruh, like you killing me. Because Star Trek Discovery is so different and fresh and new. And I was just really expecting, I mean, I don't know what I was expecting from Picard, but I was expecting just that kind of, that freshness, that newness, that, you know, just do something different. And I feel like in a lot of ways, we got our paint by the numbers mission to save the girl. And that's kind of what got to me. But Rios, Rios, cool captain, loved the way he portrayed different versions of himself, liked his relationship with Rafa and with Dr. Jurati, of course. The love scene with him to Jurati, I did, well, I mean, they didn't do a full love scene, but just even the attraction, I was just like, I kind of missed me with that. I was just like, I don't get it. But I mean, you know, you're in space, do your thing. But it just seemed like weird. It didn't gel for me. I just seemed like, that seemed like a scene they could have left out and put something else in or something like that. And then we have our two auxiliary characters. We got Seven of Nine, and we got, what is old boy's name? Man, what is old boy's name? That's the Romulan. I kind of think of his name, but anyway, you guys will let me know in the chat what his name is. The guy that kind of owes his life of service or debt of life service to Picard. Those two actually have some really cool scenes together. To a certain degree, characterized rivaling that of Picard and Data if you go for screen time. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Data and Picard had much more screen time, but them together was very interesting. The moment when Seven of Nine was about to take control of the Borg ship and, you know, being like, I don't know if I want to let them go. You know, talking about let go of control. You know, the moments when the ship had crashed and they were sitting alone together, those kind of moments were really cool where you got to find out like who these people were. And I thought that was really great to see her open up the way she did. And, you know, much love to that. Props to that. I thought that was just intriguing and heartfelt where, you know, you didn't have to do anything and you did, and you found a way to make it, you know, meaningful and seemingly genuine between these two characters. But unfortunately, outside of that, the guy, the Romulan guy, was really there just to do cool fight scenes. And that was it. And I don't think they really gave him a lot to do. So, in general, this season is very hot and cold. There's moments that I really dig, and moments that I'm like, why are we here? Why are we going through this particular moment? It's kind of slowing the story down. But did this season end strong enough for me to be interested in where they could go? Yes. I do want to see where this new world goes with since being, you know, the band taken off. Also, I want to see where the Romulans stand and where the Federation stands with the Romulans, especially after something like Commodore O. I want to see where Picard leads, if to anywhere. Now, that's my question once again to you. Are you interested in seeing any more? Do you think that this should have been a miniseries and done with? Because that's something that, you know, I mean, of course, everybody wants a show that goes on for, I don't know, 20 seasons or something like that. But would it be cool to have a Star Trek show or Star Trek shows that are just like, hey, this is just 15 episodes. This is just 12 episodes. This is just 10 episodes. This is just 13 episodes. And that's it. You know, this is a mission that these people went on in 2000, whatever, 23, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or this is a mission on Deep Space 10 that we never knew about. Or this is an unclassified file from Deep Space 2. You know what I'm saying? Would you be interested in that? Because there's some parts of this season that led me to believe that, yo, this probably could have been a tighter and better story if we added two episodes and focused on the Romulan conspiracy and made an emphasis on this story being ended. You know, like, this is the end of the Picard story. Not meaning that he has to die in the end of this, but we ain't telling no more Picard. That's it. I wonder how that would have played out. Really wonder how that would have played out. So we're at this part of the show where we do some more shout outs. I want to give a big shout out to Blurtish. Definitely check them out. Shout out to Black Tribbles. Shout out to For All Nerds. Shout out once again to Thought Crimes, Double Toasted out there doing their thing. Also another big shout out to Arcatron, Enrique Carrion, Shauna Mills. Big shout out to Ashley Woods out there doing it. Painted Wolf on Instagram. Big shout out to Geek Fine Art, the artist wall behind me. Folks is just out there killing it and crushing it. Big shout out to 133 Art. Jason Reeves is killing it. Operative Network with Project Wildfire. Just people out there killing it. And right now, Brandon Easton has, I believe, two comic book series out that he's crushing on. And he's writing on the new Spider-Man book. He's writing on Transformers. And he's also one of the writers on the new Transformers series coming to Netflix. So there's people out there crushing it and killing it. Big shout out to all y'all. So in closing, I'd like to say what I'd like to see, since I think we're getting a season two. I haven't seen that this has been canceled or anything. So what I'd like to see in a season two is, I think the 10 episodes work. I'm not mad at the 10 episode setup. But I do think that we need to tighten up character storylines that aren't particularly, I don't know if I'd say that aren't useful. I think that's a poor term to use, but that, you know, storylines that aren't particularly useful at all. I think we need to tighten up those things. Give Rafa something to do. Who is she? Besides the girl that got fired because you fired off at the Federation and now she's a drunk. Who is she? Who is Dr. Girardi? I know she's like, yo, I made synths and stuff and that synth is in my life, but who is she now? The young brother with the sword, the Romulan dude that's cutting, chopping people up and doing karate stuff. Who is he? Because we did get a little flashback, but who is he now? Who is the man that he is becoming? Give me pieces of these people that I can, you know, relate to and glom on to and be energized and excited by to watch. Because I think this season gave me moments of a show that I would really like to watch, but due to a lot of just plot points and people that were just literally there just to be there, just to do this one piece or that piece to make the plot go forward, it ended up being a mixed bag when I think this is a show that could have easily been a hit. And when you have a mixed bag, like I say, this ends up being around, I don't know, if I was to rate it 1 out of 10, somewhere, you know, 6.5, something like that. Somewhere mid-ish, you know, it's a mixed bag. There's stuff that I really liked about it. I also like the promise that it could bring or the potential, but then I can't overlook the fact that a lot of this stuff was just your paint by numbers, save the girl storyline. Find the girl, save the girl, take the girl over here, you know, and the ragtag team, you know, and it just seemed very, even some of the parts of the end stayed random. Like with Rios and Girardi, it was like, oh, so y'all gonna really be a thing? Okay, y'all didn't really show us that. I mean, they related to each other a little bit, but I don't think that I saw enough. But I guess we're supposed to believe that they did more, you know, relating. Yeah, sure they did, but off camera. And then even the moment with Rafa and 7 of 9, like holding hands, I was like, did we get enough character building for this, or did y'all just go make this happen? So for me, I didn't really see the character building for them to go there, but maybe, you know, maybe there was a conversation that I missed where they were like, remember back in the day when you were so fine? I don't know. Maybe I was tripping on that one. But those two, I mean, I'd like to see more of their story. Who are they? You know, let me learn who these people are so that I can care about them, so that I can care when they're in danger. Because in most cases, the only people I really cared about being in danger was Picard. I was not worried about anyone else. And that's a problem because you have a whole crew. I was not interested in whether Narek or any one of them people got shot, killed, stabbed, nothing. I was like, whatever. Even when Riker came through at the end, I was just like, well, you know, if you get blown up, you get blown up. You know what I'm saying? So that I think that's what I'm looking for. If we're able to turn this into a situation where everybody is getting an opportunity to really fill out who they are, and not saying they have to have a whole episode based on themselves, but give these people interactions that means something to that person instead of meaning something to the plot. Yeah. I think that's it. So guys, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you. Down in the comments. Let's talk, of course, Star Trek Picard. I'm in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the middle of the road on it. But I'm interested to see how you feel about this show and do you think it should go forward. For me, I think Star Trek Discovery is an awesome flagship show. I think it should definitely continue. And I really want to see what the spinoff with the Black Ops team does, because Michelle Yeoh is awesome and she should have been getting praise and roles way sooner than this. But I'm glad she's getting her own show. With that said, I feel Star Trek Discovery has set a bar pretty high. With his characters Star Trek Discovery, I care about that crew. And I feel like that crew in season one went through a crucible when they went on the other side or to the other dimension, or the mirror universe, whatever you want to call it. And when they came back, I feel like they were stronger for it. Like Tilly was stronger. Michael Burnham was stronger. When Michelle Yeoh came back, the mean Michelle Yeoh, that, not the dead one, but the new mean one, I even felt that she had grown and was growing. And even into season two, we see how close she feels to Michael Burnham. And even though she like fronts like she's evil, and I mean, she's still got a little bit of evil in her heart, you can see that there's this kind of like motherly love for Michael Burnham. You had Captain Lorca that was just, he was a bad captain, but he made you feel something. And these characters made me feel something. I don't think that even, what's her name? Laurel, Princess Elrel? Is it Laurel? I think it's Laurel. Not princess. She ain't a princess, but you know, she's with the Klingons or whatever. Seeing her in her turn in season two and where she lands with working without, working against, you know, the Federation is very interesting. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
I really dig those characters. And I think they did an awesome job in showing us who so many people were in season one of Star Trek Discovery that we didn't get in Picard. I think in many cases, and this might be a knock on seeing the older characters, but I think in many cases what we got is them thinking, oh, well, they know these people, so we don't have to do character building because they know Data and they know Riker and they know Troy and, you know, and they know Seven of Nine. And I think they may have tried to take the easy road out. But without that being said, I don't want to go too far on you guys. Go on and holler at me. Let's talk about Picard. Much love to y'all. Thank y'all for rolling through. And of course, NERD, SOUL. Until next time, you can check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that jazz. And of course, me to you. Peace. 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 Come on. Peace. What? Peace. I tell you the east. I said a peace. I tell you the west. We out, y'all.